Good afternoon. Welcome to the 23rd meeting of the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee. We'd like to particularly welcome the Secretary for Development, Mrs. Carrie Lam. She'll be joining us for part of the meeting. We also want to welcome Ms. Zhang Haoshan, Assistant Secretary Planning of the Development Bureau. She has taken up the role of the secretary to the HEC Task Group on Management Model for the Harbourfront, and she has taken that duty from Lydia. Lydia actually is with us. She's sort of filling in for Amy Yun. Amy is attending a course at Peking University at this point in time. Ms. Zhang would also be joining the task group overseas visit to Liverpool and London in when is it? Early November, I guess. Will be taking off tomorrow, is it? Right? Okay. We have apology from the following member, Mr. Raymond Yang, Mrs. Ava Ng, and Dr. Greg Wong. They have to attend a very important meeting of the Town Planning Board. Okay. And we also have apology from Mr. Michael Hui, Mr. Derek Pang, and Ms. Margaret Shah. You have received the agenda for the meeting. In light of the fact that the Secretary for Development will be giving her opening remarks, you know, at this meeting, with specific regard to the policy agenda on Harbourfront Enhancement. She would be staying on also for two other items, the Central Wanzhai Bypass Temporary Reclamation, and also the Central Reclamation Phase 3, Item 6 and 7. If you do not object, we will move those two items up front after Item 2, before we go back to the routine business item of 3, 4, and 5. Okay? All right. Okay, now, before we officially start our meeting this afternoon, I guess most, if not all, members have known that Dr. W.K. Chen, a member of the HEC from May 2004 to June 2007, who was also the chairman of the former HEC Subcommittee on Southeast Kowloon Development, unfortunately and very untimely passed away in Spain on October the 8th this year. You might recall that under Dr. Chen's chairmanship, the subcommittee had accomplished the Kai Tak Planning Review, which championed extensive public engagement activities under the objective of planning with the community. The HAO Bill, a public consensus on development proposal, and formally a preliminary outline development plan, that has served as a basis for the amendment to the Kai Tak Outline Zoning Plan. It make a very significant contribution to the work of HEC, for sure. In memory of the late Dr. Chen, we would be observing a minute's silence, but before that, Mr. Paul Zimmerman would like to add a few more remarks, a special tribute to W.K.
Thank you, Chairman. W.K. and I met in 2003. It was quite a special time because we were in court at the Society for Protection of the Harbour and government on the reclamation issues. W.K. believed in public engagement and public participation in sustainable development. He championed the setup of a round table regarding harbour matters, and he did that, and he was instrumental in setting up the citizen envisioning at harbour, and their strong recommendations was to set up a round table. Separately from that, Designing Hong Kong Harbour District was created, and Nick Brook was already an advisor, and he introduced WK. And WK became an advisor. And through his advice, Designing Hong Kong Harbour District made a similar type of proposal that after its conference in May 2004, the government would create a committee that could look at harbour development issues. So I think that us here together, in the way we're constituted, and although it was not without, of course, government being very responsive to those suggestions, we would have not been here if WK had not put in his efforts and his belief in people, planning for people. So with that, I'd like to pay my respect for WK and share with all of you that he's we have lost a personal guiding light in these matters. And I think and I hope that as Hong Kong community, we should learn from somebody who for 35 years has been entirely persistent in the need for sustainable development of our city, and that we cannot do that unless we all work together with the people of Hong Kong in a very constructive way. And with that, I'll close my remarks, Chairman.
Thank you. Okay. May I suggest that maybe we stand up and pay the minute of the silence? Okay, please be seated.